Chapter 5. Beowulf Returns. The young warrior's heart was full of joy. A bright light, as calm and beautiful as that of the sun, filled the hall. The evil had died with the witch, brightening up the vast, dark hall. He looked around, and beyond the witch's body, he saw Grendel lying there dead. Beowulf went over and cut off the monster's head as a prize for King Hrothgar. Half of the day had passed, and there was no sign of Beowulf or the witch. Hrothgar and the men waiting by the pool saw that the water was now a darker color of blood. The king and his knights spoke together of the brave Beowulf. They feared they would never see him again. The day was disappearing fast, so Hrothgar and his knights decided to return to the palace. Beowulf's men stayed by the pool, sick at heart, staring at the water. They dearly wanted, but did not expect, to see their leader. From deep below, Beowulf was making his way to them. As he swam, the magic sword melted in his hand like snow in sunshine. Poison from Grendel's blood was eating away at the metal. It was so strong that now only the handle remained. He was able to bring nothing more with him than the handle and Grendel's head. He rose up through the waters where the angry sea monsters had chased him before. Now, not one was to be seen. The water was purified when the witch lost her life. He came to land, bravely swimming and carrying his prizes. When his men saw him, they ran to free him of his armor. They were filled with joy to find him sound and whole. Then Beowulf and his men marched merrily along the road to the town. It took four of them to carry Grendel's head. When Beowulf and his men reached the hall, they surprised the king and queen as the royal couple sat having dinner. They entered the great hall with the awful sight of Grendel's head. Shocked by the sight, the king nearly choked on the meat he was eating. The queen let out a scream while others in the hall gasped. Beowulf presented the handle of the magic sword to Hrothgar. The king saw at once that it was the work of old giants. He gave thanks to Beowulf for his deed and said once again that he would love him as his son. The king added, "Your bravery is your gift. With this you will help many people." The king motioned for a servant to put down a plate of food. "Many, many treasures," the king said, "must pass from me to you tomorrow. For now, rest and enjoy your meal." Beowulf gladly sat down at the table. When day came, Beowulf said goodbye to the king with noble words. He promised to help him again in time of need. Hrothgar, with hugs, let him go. He gave fresh gifts of treasures. The king cried as well, for he loved Beowulf well. The king also felt he would never see Beowulf again. The guard of the coast saw the band of warriors coming. He welcomed them and led them to their ship. The wind whistled in the sails as the strong ship sped on her way. Beowulf returned to the kingdom of his birth. He had done heroic acts and gained great honor.